Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Get access to 2 bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. And visit reallifesci-fi.show for all of our sort of extemporary fucking things. I don't know.
Our fun creative shit.
Our fun creative shit. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF filmmaker and game designer Austin Rusk. The website is biscuitwolfgames.itch.io. If you know what itch.io is, you're probably more kind of like apt to understand that that's not a very complicated website, but to me it seems like a very complicated address.
What is it? Yeah, scratch? No, it's itch. It's itch.
Austin, how are you, man?
Doing great. Good to talk to you guys.
Hey, thanks for coming back. You were on our show not too long ago. I don't remember what we talked about.
A year, but less than a year, right? Maybe spring.
A little bit less than a year. I think it was, this last spring we were talking about AI, if I remember right. Thankfully, AI has gone away.
Yeah, it's gone now. We solved it. We all solved it. How into conspiracy theories, paranormal, cryptoids are you?
I enjoy learning about them and studying them from an academic point of view. I'm much more skeptic than believer, though. Skeptic than believer.
Are you ready for the WoW scale?
WoW scale.
The WoW scale is a 5-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be Wade on the WoW scale?
Let's go.
Aliens. Do you believe in them? This is a 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I would say I believe in aliens, just sheer numbers, number of planets out there. There's got to be something. Have they visited Earth? Unlikely, but I wouldn't rule it out. In the last 300 years, probably not. When I say probably not, I mean like a 0.001% chance.
Got it. Ghosts.
Nah, I can't really say that I believe in ghosts. I've been haunted, but I don't believe in them.
Awesome. That's such an awesome point of view. So like you have been haunted, but you don't believe in ghosts. So what do you think was haunting you?
I myself. Yeah, when I was fresh out of high school, a bunch of us stayed in a haunted mansion on Chesapeake Bay. It was my buddy's uncle's house, and everyone had some sort of paranormal experience there. Mine, I remember I was sharing a room with my friend, and his laptop turned on across the room in the middle of the night. Started playing the Scrubs theme song. He'd been watching Scrubs for the entire day. And he got up and turned that off. We're looking at each other like, what the hell just happened? As soon as he gets back into bed and the lights go off, like I just felt like a presence. And so I just turned towards the wall. I'm just not looking. Just going to focus on this little spot in the wall until I go to sleep.
Well, what were you afraid of, though? If you don't believe in ghosts, like, what do you think it was?
I don't know. I felt something. Yeah, so I think I might have, like, scared myself.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Bigfoot?
Bigfoot? Possibly.
Okay, that's a yes. I mean, anyone who pauses that long and says possibly is a yes. Because most people are like, no, like immediately. They're like, no, Bigfoot.
No, no, most people go, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, most people don't. Illuminati, and you can kind of define Illuminati. I won't say anything else. Just what do you think about the Illuminati?
I'm going to say no. I think it's comforting to have the idea that at least someone's mastering all the puppeteering, and it's not just a bunch of loony bins that we're giving the nuclear codes to.
I totally agree. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, there must be, right? There must be someone over Trump going like, please, please, please don't do that thing that you're saying. Mm-hmm. Right? There has to be.
There's someone saying that, but they don't control enough.
But they would be like, we'll decimate your stocks. We'll ruin you. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, the motherfucker's all about money.
Yeah.
I know. Whatever. Did he get ruined? I don't want to get into it.
No, no, not yet. I'm just saying, like, the reason he hasn't is because he's playing ball. Well, and also, yeah, he got ruined. I mean, he's declared bankruptcy like 3 or 4 times, right?
Yeah.
Am I going to get sued now? Am I going to have to be like ABC and give him $15 million for using the wrong word? They just had to give him $15 million because they said rape instead of sexual assault, which is like fucked up. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think they had to. They chose to. They're bending the knee.
They settled. Yeah. They bend the knee. It's just like Washington Post. Fucks. All right. Multiverse. What do you think of the multiverse?
Sure. I think there's evidence with like quantum physics and stuff where it's like, yeah, that's, I wouldn't say there's evidence, but there's enough around it that I'll give it a pass. Yeah.
There's paper all theories right. that are correct.
Yeah.
So you're like a 2 bordering on a 3. You're like a 2.5, a little bit more skeptical than Willie and a little bit more optimistic than I am. Optimistic. That's not the right word. Believe.
Practical? What's the word?
One that's not practical.
I know. Like, I know. I'm going like
fantastical.
Fantastical. Sure. We can go with that. Let's do it.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, drones everywhere, drones, New Jersey, New York, Virginia, the White House, and actually military bases over the UK where the US allegedly might have nukes. Is there anything nefarious going on with this? Does identifying a drone mean that they actually have it identified, or could it be a UAP? Or is it a UAP being called a drone? You don't think it's a UAP. Why are they calling them drones? Find out what could really be going on with these drones tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
This is a kind of layman topic because this is ubiquitous, I feel like. I mean, I just met with Drew and he didn't know anything about it. So maybe I'm wrong. But this is news, man. There's like these drones over New Jersey and these others. I don't know about those, but everyone's going like, what are they? What are they? And there was the press conference, and stop me if I'm stepping on your toes, but this is what I know about it.
Yeah,
they
had
this
great
press conference where someone from the government, like the federal government, like came in and said, they're not a threat. They're not American, but they're not foreign. And you have nothing to worry about. We don't know where they're coming from. That was the press conference.
Homeland Security saying that.
And there's an interview with, I think it's like the New Jersey mayor or something. And he's like very New Jersey mayor-ish. Like he's like, oh. And he's like, why did I come down here? This like took 5 hours. I had to drive 3 hours here. And they knew nothing. They just told me nothing. And he's like worried. Because it's like, yeah, his constituents are going like, there's drones in the air, and he has nothing to.
And they're throwing out crazy ideas too. Oh, Russia's got a mothership that's sending drones out.
Well, that's the
out.
Thing. Like, what are these? Is that one of them that is? But here's what I think. I'm just gonna say my thing so that you can maybe talk me out of it. My thing is based on that statement. They're not the U.S. government. They're not a foreign government. But you have nothing to fear, seems to me like it's Lockheed Martin or fucking any of these other things, like just like testing drones. And they have
contracts and deals
and permission to do it. But the people are like, what is this? And they're not getting any answers. And so I think that's the frustrating part. But like, let's get into like the actual theories going around the internet. Have you heard about the 4chan guy who said that it was like a factory that exists in the ocean and it's all AI?
No. Sounds cool.
Oh my God. Okay.
I want to hear all about this.
Okay. I don't want to hijack this because I know you have shit to say, but like,
No. I think it's all in the same conversation. It's all great. There's nothing that I need to get to. You know what I mean? It's like, the conversation is crazy right now.
So, like, here's the thing. If you ever want to launch a conspiracy, like, and Willie, we talked about it. Like, let's do our own conspiracy at some point. Like, the way to do that is to, like, put it on 4chan because those motherfuckers are so gullible. And they will take it from 4chan and then just put it on Reddit. They'll, like, sprinkle it across the entire internet until it's, like, a prevalent belief, right?
And like, so, how can everything on 4chan not be a troll?
It's a website made of trolls, but then like they believe the shit. So this guy said it's like a factory. It's in the ocean. It's been there for like 4,000 years. Every drone is made based on this AI to do what this drone is supposed to do. So none of the drones are the same, right? They're all like, they're like snowflakes. Like every drone is its own individual.
The look, the design, the whole thing.
And I don't know what he said about, there's a bunch of follow-ups. I couldn't get through the thread, but that's basically the thing. It's like an unknown kind of AI that's probably alien, but it's been here for 4,000 years and they're making these drones to do whatever. But he had no answers for, like, as far as I know, maybe if you kept reading, he had no answers for, like, why now? Like, why is this happening now? Right.
My first thought is really the 4,000 years old thing is what's throwing me the most. If you had said, oh, yeah, they built this like 3 years ago and now it's finally operational or whatever, you know, and totally. It was like Lockheed Martin, I still wouldn't believe it, but I see how you get there. But 4,000
years ago. It makes me go like, was the Black Knight satellite 4,000 years? Is that where they got that number from? Is something that people have seen in the skies. There's been in the background of some astronaut photos, and the official story is it is a black plastic astronaut sleeping bag that got ejected out of the shuttle.
Oh, I've seen it. We talked about this, right? Yeah. That weird thing floating through space. So that, some people think amorphous or whatever.
It's a satellite that's watching us that we can't get close to. We can't, I don't know. In the same vein, ancient alien technology that could be observing us or.
Why, if it's been there, and I know that you've only just learned about this from me, but like if it's been there for like 4,000 years, why is it only now happening? You know?
Yeah,
like
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It also reminds me of a kind of thinking. If any of you guys have seen the original Carl Sagan Cosmos, the way he puts this is so fantastic, where he describes the first astronomers looking at Venus. And you look at Venus and all you can see are all these clouds, right? And so what these people are looking at, they see that like, oh, you know, we can't see anything on there. That could be like thick, you know, like, you know, that's clouds. That means they got atmosphere with it being so thick. There could be like a greenhouse gas thing going on, you know, kind of like the way our planet was at the time of the dinosaurs. And so they went from we can't see anything to dinosaurs. And I think there's a little bit of that happening here where it's like, yeah, there's no evidence for any of this 4,000-year-old drone factory thing. It's, I don't have anything. We know they're coming from someplace. And so we got to dinosaurs.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the whole problem with the internet, man. It's like it goes to the extreme so quickly. It's like this. And I've also seen a lot of comments that it's like mass hysteria, which is not a word that I've seen far as I remember.
Here's the thing. And tell me, Austin and Wade, what your perspective is on this. I believe there was way more mass hysteria for the China balloon. I feel like this drone thing is really just being brushed off by all media outlets. Sure, there was the people talking about it, but like they're not perpetuating it. The balloon didn't do anything.
The thing about the China balloon that's different is it was attributed to China. It was a balloon. There's like, so that's two concrete things that we knew, right? And so then people were like, well, China's communist and like they're authoritarian and stuff. So like, this must be bad. Why don't you shoot it down? Stuff like that. This, I feel like, is different in the way that the government is not telling us what it is. Like, you know, so it's almost like perpetuating the mass hysteria of like, well, if we don't know what it is and where it came from, then all of these theories are going to fucking just snowball upon themselves and become more and more and bigger and like, this is what it is, this is what it is. But to address the mass hysteria point, because we don't live in New Jersey, we don't live in the East Coast where this stuff is happening. Just to start it off, do you even believe that these drones are actually there? Or do you think it's a bunch of people looking at planes and going, well, I heard there was drones, and so that's a drone?
I think it's very easy to identify it not being
a regular drone and also it not being an aircraft just by hanging. Because even the Homeland Security guy said, you know, a lot of people are mistaking stars for these drones. And I'm just going like, did they just look up and then walk away? Like a
but I think that's a valid point, dude. I mean, like, you know, I hate to keep coming back to like one of our early episodes where we got that camera and we looked at UFOs and they were like Mylar balloons, right? And I'm not saying all of them were anything, but like there is that thing where it's like, oh, there's drones everywhere, so now everything that I see is a drone, right? Like, you can't blame the people, I don't think.
No, but for most of the media to keep calling them drones when half of the drones that I've seen, this is not a fucking drone. This is a UAP because it's unidentified and it's anomalous.
Well, let's talk about that. Like, what makes it anomalous? And and also, Austin, do you have something to say before
we jump in?
Oh, good. No, well, I wanted to talk on the point of what they actually are, because I think it's actually a variety of different things. People spotted what may have been genuine drones over New Jersey. But then also some of the videos I've seen are absolutely airplanes flying at night. They are just hobbyist drones. They're nothing like big or out there. And that's, I think, part of why everyone's seeing them everywhere is because they popped up here and now everyone's looking for these other things. And if you look hard enough, yeah, you'll find them. That might not actually be what it is. I think a couple of them were reported to just be stars in the sky, you know.
Well, and it's also like if you've ever bought a car or had a friend who bought a car or anything like that, it's a car you never even noticed before. And then all of a sudden you see them everywhere. And I think that's confirmation bias. It might be a different word, but like, that's kind of what I think is happening, where it's like, oh, there's drones everywhere. And so people are now seeing drones where there's not drones. I'm not saying there aren't drones. I'm just saying like the reports are getting, you know,
mass hysteria,
saturated.
No, mass hysteria. But I don't like the mass hysteria thing, because it's like these things, something started this, right?
Absolutely.
They're definitely, I mean, okay, let's take the one. I'm not going to pull up the video because I don't have it ready, but have you seen the ones over the White House?
I haven't heard of this. All I've heard of is Jersey and maybe New York. I haven't heard of any like actual.
There was just three, like, I don't want to say balls of, there were just like three sources of light sitting over the White House for a while. And they didn't have the red or green drone lights. I don't know if that's a necessity to have those. They didn't have the flashing beacon that any sort of helicopter.
Well, did they definitely not have it, or was the footage just not good enough to see it?
The video I saw was at least, I want to say it was at least a minute. And the person was like going like, look, there's a plane over there. And then going back to it. And it's just like these balls of light sitting over.
Was it white light?
Yeah. Definitely looked like the incandescent color light, not LED. So the temperature looked more like a classic old plane light, but it was just sitting there.
So what do you think?
Three of
like,
them.
Austin, you saw the photo of it. Like, what do you think?
I mean, I really don't know. I myself would call it a UAP. With that, I don't want to attach any baggage to that, but literally in the definition of unidentified aerial phenomenon. Yeah, I've heard a lot of different theories about what these are. My supposition would be that if it got that close to the White House, they know what it is and it's not dangerous.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. They're letting it go. So here's some crazy things, right? There definitely was one over at November 22nd. In the UK, there was a drone over the HMS Elizabeth, as a military ship. They deployed some kind of jamming tech to it because they were just like, this thing, there's something spying on us. There's something out here. They called it a drone. The jamming tech that they use that works on drones didn't work on this thing. So like, there's a lot of stories out there of things like this where it was just like, everybody's just clumped the word drone out there. I'm like, well, this, you can't call it a drone when you don't.
I feel like drone, but I feel like drone is almost like a different word for UAP. Like, I don't know if we need to like fight over the word drone, because this is my whole thing about UFO, like the term UFO and UAP. It's like, it's too like, We don't know what it is. It's unidentified is in the term, so we don't know. And it's like a get out of jail free card where you just call these things like unidentified, and then everyone goes like, oh, okay. Do you know what I mean? It feels like a cop out
for sure. And then let me get to this one story real quick. There was an F-16 that approached a quote unquote drone, and then it zoomed off, and the F-16 couldn't keep up with it.
Is this the current one? Is this like what we're talking about now, or is this history?
This is one of these current stories that happened within the last, I would say,
it zoomed off.
Happened within the last 4 months.
And so like an F-16 couldn't keep up with a drone?
Yeah. So here's my quick overview of shit going on with drones, right? Within the last year, they've approved a couple years, maybe. I think it's been a year. They've approved drones to work at night. I don't know what the standard is for what kind of lights they need to have on them, but definitely I think the anti-collision beacon needs to be on them. I'm not sure.
But most of them have that, right? The red and green.
Yeah. And also the Homeland Security guy says it right, where there's like, there are thousands of drones out there flying all the time. And there's commercial companies trying out new shit. There's militaries trying out new shit. And so for whatever was over the White House, for whatever was over, there's a bunch that have been over military bases. For them to leave them alone is to go like, well, they didn't shoot it down. They fucking know what's going on.
Let's talk about that then, because like there are reports of like at least a couple of airports shutting down.
That was huge.
What is that real though? Because I feel like every time I read something about that, it was like the New York Post or some kind of source that I like really wasn't like confident in.
Yes. I'm glad you said that. Let me bring up this dude, Chase Hughes. And he says that he trains people how to deal with PSYOPs. He's trying to point out the clues to something being a PSYOP. I know that we're kind of, this is kind of a sidestep.
No, listen, for real. I mean, that's where we are with this theory is people are saying PSYOP. They're saying like false flag. They're saying like all this shit, right?
Here are some options of what the government could be doing if they had something to do with this, right? Mm-hmm. One of them is it's a distraction. We've seen them use things as distractions all the time, you know.
Well, you could say, I'm sorry to cut you off, but like you could say it's the Luigi healthcare CEO. Like people are we don't want people to rise up against capitalism. So like, let's put some drones out there.
That's my most far out thing that I would say that I could believe about this is every time they start to hear the people sing, we start hearing about aliens.
Right.
You can go back, you know, 5-10 years, and every time there's a new, like, hey, we found this UFO, someone's going to talk, from the government's going to talk about aliens, it's because something just happened.
Right.
Dude, and he brings up the fact that the UAPs released to the New York Times happened when coronavirus was big, you know? Mm-hmm. If they use fear as a tool, you know, if there's a threat big enough for us, people will be more likely to trust our leaders, give up our freedoms, and trust their solution.
100%.
And maybe they could be testing the waters with stuff. How do people react to weird fucking new military tech when they see it? Oh, it's a drone. Oh, it's fucking weird. Look at this thing's changing shapes.
Like, I mean, that's interesting because it's like, how did we react when the stealth bomber was introduced? This is like the late 80s, right? I was a child, but like, I don't remember being like, oh, weird. Like, it was like the only time we learned about new tech was when we were like actually fighting like a real war, not like a Cold War, like a real war, you know? Why, if it's the government, why wouldn't you just release this shit over Palestine, Israel? Like, why would you do it in New Jersey?
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Yeah. So, and I will say there's more things happening in the UK. We're just not getting that, but go on, Austin.
But so yeah, I did actually hear, this is one of the TikTok things that's just like, here's what's going on. And I haven't done any secondary verification on this, but what they proposed is there was a deal that was passed back last December about controlling airspace between New Jersey and Delaware, specifically to test corporate and military drone operations for just flight safety. Because everything flies on a different path. If you have a commercial drone pilot license, you know you're not allowed to fly above a certain level because then you get that it gets to be traffic for single craft or single what's the word I'm looking for? Small airplanes versus commercial airplanes.
I know, right? Yeah, like single engine or...
And then, you know, above that, then you have like helicopters in there somewhere. And then like the big UAV drones, like the military ones that we use, and then supersonic jets. And so this would be to test out larger drones for delivering packages. So say Amazon could use one of these and drop, you know, something off in your backyard the size of a washing machine. Right, but
why would they
need
to go that high? Because I've seen videos of these drones, like, from commercial airliners where people are just, like, landing in Jersey. And I don't know, perspective is a weird fucked up thing, but, like, they seem to be on the same altitude as these jets. And it's like, well, that's dangerous, right?
Yeah, I agree that you can't really tell the perspective, but it sure does look like it's the same height. Yeah.
Yeah. And I believe they'd be up there higher just to for noise purposes, because it's going to be really loud. And if they're flying only 500 feet above, that's going to be noisy as hell. And everyone's going to be real mad.
Yeah. But don't you want your chicken sesame like enough to deal with some noise?
I'm awake. I don't know who else is, but I want that food.
Fuck them. Who cares?
Yeah. And who knows, this could be even opening up for actual like air taxis, you know, quote unquote flying cars, but that'd be a large quadcopter with one or
two
seats.
There are companies working on that. Yeah. I've seen a few.
Oh, 100%. Like,
they work. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, dude, let's do that for real. Like, I'm so on board with that. If it's, you know how we have self-driving cars, and like, I think like I would put my life in the hands of a self-driving car. So why wouldn't I do it if it's a flying thing?
I don't want to fucking drive.
Dude, I don't want to drive. And they've made it so expensive to drive drunk. You can't drive drunk anymore. It's too expensive.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm like, dude, if it was a self-driving car, I don't even need to, I won't piss off the driver.
Yeah, I'll wait for third or fourth generation. I'll let them iron out some of the kinks first.
Well, sure. I mean, yes, do your due diligence. Like, don't get in the first one. But, like, once that shit becomes prevalent, I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, I'll take a fucking drone helicopter to fucking downtown. Why not?
Oh, absolutely. Just fly right over top of Dodger Stadium instead of getting stuck in all the traffic there.
Also, yeah, it's beautiful. Oh, you could take so many photos. Like, think of your Instagram feed, like, from up there. Oh, it's so good. But that's all. Okay. So that's like what I think is actually happening. I think it's these like tests, but have you guys heard of, that now people are seeing like contrails kind of come out of them and that they're like spraying. So that's another like weird thing where people are saying like, oh yeah, no, there's definitely like contrails coming out of them. And it's like fucking whatever, all your shit, like mind control stuff.
One thing that I heard recently, which, you know, it's all speculation. A dirty bomb went missing and it came in on the East Coast. And so these
It's like a Ukrainian
test for radiation.
Yeah. They're like smelling. That's what I heard. Like the drones are like smelling, but it's like, well, okay, then why are you only doing it at night? Or are we only seeing them at night, you know?
Yeah. And I'm going like, you know, would I be happy that for them to not tell us that they're looking for a nuke? Yeah. Don't fucking, you know. and would Homeland Security say, hey, you got nothing to worry about. You know, we're just doing things. You don't need to worry about nothing.
Well, they're saying that about the drones, not necessarily why the drones, you know?
Oh, yeah. Good misdirection. Yeah. Telling the truth.
Like, you got nothing to worry about with these drones, but like maybe be afraid because like we lost this nuke that the Ukraine like shipped to us. Well, but that also doesn't make sense. Why would the Ukraine ship a drone to America? Like, aren't we the ones who give
The thing nukes? I heard was that a nuke got smuggled into America for a terrorist attack and they're looking for
I don't know.
That seems a little heightened, but I could definitely see. I mean, the military's lost a bunch of nukes before. I think there's like a dozen of them that still haven't been recovered that they've lost.
I think there's at least 80 from Ukraine that have been missing since they.
So stupid. That is so stupid. Yeah. That they're like, oh, yeah, this thing that can end the world. Oh, fuck. Where did it go? Like, for real?
genuinely.
There should be nothing more important than you knowing where that is, right?
A few years ago, they found a classic Florida Man story. This guy was powering his house using a nuke that he had found.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, that guy sounds industrious as shit. That's awesome.
Yeah.
He somehow wired. Dude, that's awesome. How did he do that? I'm playing a lot of Fallout 4, and I would love to, like...
Yeah. No, just being smart as hell and finding a nuke.
Ooh. Like, his first idea when he saw a nuke, instead of, like, turns, like, ooh. I could use this.
I don't have to pay the power bill anymore.
Free energy. He even hooks it up to his grid and then, like, starts getting a... They think it's solar panels or whatever, so he gets the... That's so fucked up that they just don't even care enough about people that they just lose nukes. That's so fucked up, dude.
Dude, when the Ukraine left Russia, honestly, all the nukes went missing underground with little different, I don't want to say terrorist groups, just like the different factions of, there are a lot missing from over there.
Yeah, and they're valuable. People are willing to pay, you know, millions of dollars for that. And if your government's falling or you think it's going to fall or you just have the opportunity, like, yeah, a lot of people are going to say yes to that.
But what would you do with a nuke, though? Because, like, none of them have been set off, right? Like, right. I don't think there's ever been an instance where a terrorist group has set off a nuke.
Here's the deal, bud. I'm sorry to call you bud.
I enjoyed it. It felt like I was your son for a little bit.
Like, you sell them to companies that are to countries that aren't allowed to develop a nuclear facility, you know?
Totally. Like, but then they don't use them. We've never had a nuke that wasn't sanctioned.
It's about the threat of being able to, of like, right, we could do this. Right. I mean, that was the whole Cold War, is we all acknowledge that if one person shoots off a nuke, we're all, the world ends, everyone dies, all the atmosphere, you know, burns up. And so by having the capability of saying, hey, we're going to do this, or like, hey, we can at least like wipe out the East Coast with this bomb, you have to listen to us now. And you have to let them think you're crazy enough to do it.
Yeah, my parallel is I've never met anyone from MS-13, but for like 5 years there, I was pretty worried.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the whole thing with the nuclear trend. That's why Iran wants to have nukes, is so that we can't bully them around geopolitically.
Right.
That they can, like, stand on the same turf. And that's why it's so important.
But it's all a bluff, though. We know it's a bluff, right? Unless you're an insane terrorist group.
Kim Jong-un.
But he hasn't done anything, right? I mean,
he's threatened and he's done a couple of tests off the coast. To show that, like, he can reach at least the west coast of America.
Yeah, but like, fuck it, that guy's so impotent, man. I mean, like, that guy doesn't even understand like where he is. Like, his dad fucking like paved the way for him to be the leader, and he's just like, I guess I'm the leader now. I don't know.
Between the video of him breakdancing to like people that like basically work for him, and then also Putin like doing like karate or whatever, I'm just like, the world is pretty funny, dude. Like,
I'll say this right now, I think Putin is winning, man. I think like he's got his Russian asset in the White House, and like the entire economy. I'm sorry, I don't want to go off on this, but like, Trump will destabilize the economy in a way where billionaires and oligarchs will buy up all of our shit. And then it's going to be very class warfare coming up. I don't know what our recourse, I don't know what that is like once that happens, because like, yeah, take to the streets, say that you're upset, but like, who gives a fuck?
I know, dude. I'm going like, save your money for the next 4 years, because I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, just fucking learn karate, man, because we're about to be like.
I know. So here's some ideas that this guy put out, Chase Hughes, of how to spot a psyop.
Oh yeah.
Number one, analyze the source. You know, when you were saying the New York Post, yeah, dude. Like, can you trust anything from the New York Post? Like, it's got to be. Yeah. One other idea is like sensational headlines, you know, like a PSYOP requires a sensational headline for you to like tap into it. Oh, what the fuck? Who owns the platform? You know, there definitely are defense agencies that own some media.
Yeah, but like media is owned by all of the fucking billionaires now.
They're all owned by everything. It's weird because like I've been watching a lot of News Nation and I was going like, what the fuck is News Nation? Is WGN? It's like
what's WGN?
The old Chicago network. It's like
it is?
Yeah.
What? They got that much money that they became like a global wow.
They have like a UFO journalist and it's pretty great. Ross Coulthard.
But who owns WGN? It's a billionaire, right?
Yeah. And he's like, okay, question the timing of when things come out, you know? Of course, things are coming. I mean, the timing's weird.
Like we just did with the Luigi thing. I mean, don't you think that like this is sort of like a bread and circuses? Like it's kind of the opposite.
All just saying that he didn't look like the guy from the video, and then all of a sudden,
right?
Yeah.
And now we're focused on that, right?
This is a good one. Follow the narrative. Are multiple outlets parodying the same message? Are there similar phrases that people are using on different networks? Undeniable evidence. You know, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Cause I love watching those videos where they like clip together every fucking news source, like saying the same sentence.
Yeah. Because they all have the same copy that they're reading. Yeah. But here's the thing about that. Like if that's what's actually happening, wouldn't they all be reporting on it? You know, I mean, like
that's what's weird. Like I, for Drew to not have heard about this, I'm like, yeah, right. I don't think it's big. I think it's big over there. I think that everybody fucking knew about the China balloon. And when they said they shot it down, I'm like, what'd you shoot down? A fucking rubber balloon? Like, what, you know, like what did you shoot down?
Well, do you think that that's, good or bad that like not everybody knows about it? Like, do you think that like
I think it's bad? I think I'm sorry, I know you were trying to explain it.
No, go on.
I think that they're definitely focusing on trying to not let it get out, even though there is hysteria over there. There's panic. It hasn't reached the whole United States. And I'm like, they're doing a good job of controlling it, even though like, you know, picture it. We've seen TikTok videos of it and they're trying to shut down TikTok. Like they're trying to.
Yeah.
But I will push back on that. Cause I did see them talk about it on the late night shows just over the last couple of days on Colbert and Seth Meyers, you know, and they make a joke of it of just like, oh yeah, this crazy thing's happening, you know, and then the punchline move on, but it has been acknowledged in bigger media.
Yeah, I would say like we can't use just Drew as like that. It's
I know. I'm not connected either, dude. Like, I agree. I just thought it was anecdotally like, but yeah, he's not any sort of.
It was interesting though that he had no idea about it, and I don't know what that means. I'm trying to get back to your PSYOP.
So he was saying, are there emotional triggers? You know, like there's stories designed to make you react emotionally.
Well, that's the one that I think fails, right? Because who's emotional about a drone? Like what's the emotional? Anyway, what's the next PSYOP?
But the emotionality thing. I want to bring up the emotionality thing real quick too, because it is. I think there's just a general jadedness and nihilism from everyone right now too, that makes that work less.
Heck yeah.
Just everyone's been since 2016, but especially now after the newest election and after coronavirus and after all this stuff, they're like, oh man, there's aliens. And everyone's like, yeah, okay, sure. Whatever. Let's move on. Like no one's scared.
In the same vein, speaking of the CEO killer, hey, we got him. Like despite the jury, despite the trial, we got him. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
We'll see what happens. I mean, like,
fitting the bill of the PSYOP.
I mean, so is one real and one's not? Or are they both real and they're like using them both to like fuck with each other?
I do think that in this the last few months, all this drone shit. I think that there are a few UAP stories mixed into that. I think there are a few definitely like airplanes mixed into it. But, you know, I brought this up before, and it is the truth. New military tech, that they have metal that can change shape. Mm-hmm. Not saying completely transform, but it can change the shape when it's in the air. And so.
Austin, you agreed with that.
Oh, yeah. The things we can do with military work is incredibly impressive right now. And it's stuff that I'm sure it's stuff that'll be on the consumer market. But I mean, I've seen people talk about this idea, and it's not a crazy far-fetched thing to even have something like a quadcopter that can change shape into an airplane to move faster over long distances and then go back to quadcopter mode for better maneuverability when you're closer to whatever your target location is.
And you guys both think that's a real thing that's happening, that like there's basically flying transformers?
Yeah. I mean, we've got drones that we use in the military right now are basically invisible. They fly so high up, and then they paint the underside of them with like a reflective coating in such a way that they're not truly invisible like Wonder Woman's invisible jet, but you're not going to see it looking up.
And I've brought this up before too, but like I was at a bowl game one time, and they flew over the three stealth fighter, stealth bomber, and another.
Yeah, because thing. America's awesome and like
Let's do it, man.
But I have never experienced this before. You could not tell where it was until it was over you. I didn't realize that stealth was. I thought stealth was just radar. You couldn't hear him. And this was 20 years ago. I was like, holy fuck, dude. I didn't know that it was.
But like,
you let's see it and it's too late.
Right. But no, I mean, it's all apropos of what we're talking about. And like, I'm wondering, these drones like are very visible. And so like, if they have all the technology to like not be visible, and maybe like that's on a bigger manned craft or something, but like, why would it be such an affront to, we see them, we know that they're there, allegedly. I mean, like, that's what the reports are. So why wouldn't it be more stealthy? If
I wouldn't think that this is something to be used antagonistically against the American people as it stands right now. Maybe one day they'll put some sort of coating on it or whatever. That's why I lean much more towards it's commercial. It's just testing the flight patterns. It's testing to make sure, hey, this thing works and can carry its own size. Because some of these people are saying they're as big as school buses. I don't know. Judging distance or judging size of that distance, who knows how big that actually is.
You know, I'm with you too, because like, sure, the military, we've seen them over bases. The military would be testing how to move cargo too at night. And like you're going to have a light on it. And
I just don't know. It feels like we're savvy enough to be able to test shit. Plus also America. I mean, I feel like the whole reason the area is it 51.
Yeah.
I feel like the whole reason that exists is because like, we don't know. There's so much of America that's like unpopulated, and just like you can test shit. They blew up bombs in Nevada, right? I mean, atomic bombs. Yeah. So why test anything over New Jersey unless it's like a commercial thing?
That's like where the private company is, right? Yeah, like
yeah, because that's right next to Langley, right there next to the White House and everything. NASA's got some centers out there, I'm sure. If this is supposed to be a big scary thing, if it's supposed to frighten people, they do it out in the middle of nowhere. If it was a foreign power, we have seen their ships, and I think they'd at least try to hide these things. They wouldn't have balls of light attached to them at all, right?
Totally.
Oh, dude.
So what do you guys think? I mean, or Willie, do you have more that we should dig into?
Well, no. I'll just finish up a few of this guy's last thoughts. Is it going to expand government control or justify new laws?
Yeah,
that's pretty huge, because they're kind of pushing that stuff too. Like, hey, I think I forget who said it. Maybe it was a Homeland Security guy where he's just like, you know, Congress, we kind of need more money to investigate what these drones are.
Well, that's what I've heard too. Is that there's like a bill? I forget the name of the bill, but like there's a bill that. It's something about flight fucking whatever. And a lot of people are saying like, oh, well, this is so that they can pass that bill. Yeah, like they're going to scare us with like this stuff so that they can pass this bill. Which I'm like, okay, yeah, fine. I don't care. You didn't need to do all this to pass a fucking bill. I mean, you guys pass bills that we all hate. Like, you don't need to like launch.
We could all disagree with it. It'll still get through.
Yeah.
Look for follow-ups in real news. You know, there'll be a follow-up and PSYOPs, they'll fade away once the purpose was served. I'm like, oh, that's cool to hear, you know, like, yeah, we didn't hear about that again because they, you know, they changed the law and it's all good.
Done. We did it.
And then the last thing he said was just use AI to get apolitical news. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I don't use AI to get news. I'd like to start asking AI. I mean, I know that some
AI the guy said that about PSYOPs?
Well, that was his closing of like, you know, what can we do to get over this? You know, like fucking trust your gut. Does it feel scripted? Like check, have multiple sources of news that you, whether you agree with them or not. Just
well, every AI I use is not up to date. Like, well,
I know,
maybe
too.
That's only use like ChatGPT, and it's like it acknowledges that like it doesn't have access to the internet, and so like everything that tells you is like 4 years old or whatever. I don't know what the point is. I just I don't know how you would use AI at this point to like get your news.
I think you have to. I think that like he lives in a different world and he's paying big money for his regular AI that's connected to internet now.
Well, yeah, or he's theorizing about it all, right? What do you guys think, man? Because like, unless someone tells me something different, I'm just going to, and maybe I'm the complacent, maybe they won and I'm the complacent guy, but I just feel like it's, like I said, Lockheed Martin or whatever, Amazon, fucking just like testing some shit.
Yeah, that's about where I'd fall as well. It makes the most sense, most plausible. It makes sense why a lot of government people wouldn't know about it. Is just literally the panic and everything happens so fast. And who would you think to call? Who would actually have that answer? And who's not bound by an NDA to actually give it to you? Right.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on the same boat. It's funny when we all feel the same way. I'm going like, for Homeland Security to come out and say, don't fucking worry about this. I'm like, I don't trust you, but I'm also like, people are freaking out about this. And do I think that there are some UAPs mixed into this too? I mean, I do, but for the most part, no. I don't think the things over the White House were UAPs because they would have tried to do something about it. You know, you try to act like also not acknowledge that you don't know what the fuck's going on, but you're not going to let UAPs sit over the White House.
It just feels like they are, though, right? I mean, like if you believe what I'm hearing, it feels like they are just very much letting them do whatever. Because I mentioned the airport closings earlier, and I think one of them was like an Air Force base. And it's like, well, okay, so really? Like, you're going to shut down, like, the response to an air threat by closing an airport? You're going to fucking...
Yeah, I mean, that is always interesting when they close down an airport, because you know that when they do it, like, all these... entities are saying like, don't close down, dude, because we're all gonna lose money. But the times that it does happen, it's pretty compelling, you know. Even I keep bringing up this old there was a UAP sitting on top of the Chicago airport. They didn't shut down the airport, and they watched it for like an hour, and they're like, oh, swamp gas. I was like, they didn't shut down the airport. People had footage of it and they didn't do the thing they should have done.
what do you think is the, why do you think the reason is though? Like if there's a thing over O'Hare and they're not shutting down the airport, then I mean, you could do the fucking heads, knees and toes song and go like, well, oh, it's because they know what it is, but they're just not telling us.
You know what? For it, I'm glad that you asked, because this was from a time when they didn't acknowledge anything UFO was real. They didn't have the UAP word yet. They're just like, well, if we shut down, we're admitting we don't know what this is and that this is a threat. And I think that
don't
changed.
You think that's what's happening now, though?
That's also a lot of major multinational companies losing money every minute that's shut down.
If it's commercial, heard was it was just an Air Force airbase.
Yeah. And I don't think they're losing money if they shut down an Air Force base. They're probably not happy about it. They're losing time. And right. Like time is money, some of that, but you're not getting angry customer phone calls. You're not having to give out refunds, nothing like that.
Which makes it seem like, okay, this is Amazon or whatever. This is like fucking get ready for your food deliveries. We did it. It doesn't seem like it's nefarious.
Yeah.
But it's unsettling. It's just interesting that no one has answers. And like, why wouldn't they give us answers? Like, if it was Amazon, why wouldn't they just be like, it's Amazon? Do they think that we're going to be really upset that Amazon is testing drones? Like, we wouldn't give a fuck about that. So why wouldn't they just say that?
And let's say that they didn't know and they're just trying to work out airspace with the military, like teaming up and the FAA. I don't know. If that were the case, I really do think they would tell people too. Don't be alarmed, police.
So that's the whole thing. It's like, so you made a statement. You said, we don't know what it is, but don't be afraid. Like, so, okay, what? Like, what? How do we do what? What?
Well, if it is something like, say, a Lockheed Martin company and not Amazon, Lockheed Martin, right. I don't imagine they have a very good marketing firm aside from.
Yeah, there you go. I agree with that kind of stuff. I do think Lockheed Martin is going to test out drones before Amazon. I know that Amazon probably is, but only during the day.
Well, yeah, sure. Okay, for sure. All right. But like, maybe I just used the wrong word for saying Amazon. Like, do you think that the public would be upset if they just said, like, this is a new military thing and we're testing it? Like, would the general public, you know, be like, no?
That's a good question, because even within that question, they don't want to tell people that, because then all of a sudden, like, oh, our enemies are going to be able to go see what we're testing, you know? So within it, it's just like, well, we can't tell anybody anything anyways.
Or by identifying it, you're going to make it a target for people who just want to catch one, you know, and just like take it apart. And, you know, who knows what kind of proprietary information is in there.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of the incentives are a lot more financial and legal than anything else.
I mean, it always is, right?
I know. That's the, that, that was the, oh, yeah, that's what's going on.
No. So what do you guys think? I mean, like, is that what it is? Like, it feels like the simplest answer. It's just like a private company, like, testing some drones.
Yeah. As fun as it would be to have aliens or an enemy invasion or something, realistically, it's way more likely that it is just, you know, testing airspace, testing new products, and figuring out ways to expand this nationwide for whatever capitalistic needs.
Right. That's so depressing, dude. It's so depressing.
I know, dude. I know.
And it's like, so we're going to do mass hysteria just so that we can, like, deliver some pizzas.
You guys weren't supposed to be looking up at night because no one ever does. Yeah.
You weren't supposed to. Like, don't feel. Be fine.
Turns out this was all viral marketing for Domino's at the end of it.
I mean, that's pretty funny, dude. Like, if it was viral marketing for Domino's and they came out like a month from now and said, like, sorry, we're just testing our pizza delivery. Like, they should almost do that regardless.
We should just do that as a viral video. I have a Domino's shirt. Be like, hey, sorry, guys.
You know, like, 20
minutes or less.
Dude. My friend was just in China, and I guess everybody gets deliveries all the time, and they just from robots and stuff like that. I don't know. It sounds expensive to me, but like, it's weird how ahead of America the Asian countries are when it comes to like technology and I mean, I don't want to say drones, but just like food delivery is just like, I know we got the little robots on the street and stuff like that, but like they seem very easy to like kick over and stuff. And I just don't know if that's like an actual real way to deliver food is like by having a robot. Like,
I know, dude. It's like a numbers game. It's like it's worth it if they get 1,000.
Yeah, I think there's a difference in the sheer geography. I mean, LA is so wide open and
true. It's true. Yeah.
So compared to something like Hong Kong or Shanghai, which is built a lot more tall, so you're going to use again more like the quadcopter kinds instead of
like
our
if
little
you go to Santa Monica, they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Have you been to Santa Monica?
Yeah, I've seen so many, and I. Like, it's funny because I immediately get mad. I'm like, what the fuck is this thing doing driving around?
why do you think you get mad though? Is that an old man thing? Like, are you afraid of change?
Yes. I feel bad that they took away a delivery driver job for some robot that like could like maybe get fucked up on a curb. I picture my pizza not making it to me because somebody puked and it didn't know how to read what the ground was.
I will say I do want a team of these to pull a sled for me. That's how I want to get around at like the Wasteland or Burning Man or whatever. Just have like an Alaskan Iditarod sled pulled by 6 of these things.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. Yeah, I like that. Like in the Wasteland, you're like the guy who became the robot wrangler. And we're all just like, I don't know, I got my gun. I don't know what to do. Trying to find toothpaste, and you're just like shaw.
I would rewire one of those scooters, and there'd be like a team of people chasing me because I didn't take off the tracking thing. I'm like, leave me alone.
Yeah, no, don't even worry about that, man. That company's dead. All those people are gone. There's no one tracking these scooters in the Wasteland. Like they've gone home. I'm really excited for the Wasteland. I want to do that. I want to do it so bad.
I'm excited for the Wasteland because it makes me not think about pole shifts and other things, cataclysmic things that like.
It's funny that's
I don't have a
concern
shot
about. Oh my God, pole shifts.
That's it. We'll be on the other side of it all. The apocalypse will have happened, and now it's like, okay, it's done. We don't have to think about it anymore.
Yeah.
The revelations passed.
Let's just like. Survival of the fittest right now. Let's see what happens, man.
I'm like, I can shoot a gun. I'm funny. Like, I've got assets.
I don't know that funny is an asset. I don't think... it takes 20 years before funny becomes an asset.
I know, especially when somebody cool is trying to make you tell jokes. Make me fucking laugh, dude.
Oh, Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt would be like the funniest guy in the world. And you're like, but you... You're not even that funny since you got in shape. I mean, you were funnier when you were fat. but he's still like monopolizing all the entertainment. Like, how many franchises does that motherfucker have?
I know.
Goddamn, fuck that guy.
They tried to put him in Indiana Jones, and Harrison Ford personally called him and said, absolutely not.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, well, that's the legend, but I've heard it repeated enough. I'm just going to take it as true. Disney wanted to reboot Indiana Jones with Chris Pratt, and he said, I am Indiana Jones, and he dies with me.
Get off my plane of acting.
Well, that's Air Force One, but I would respect that decision a lot more had he not made the last two movies. I mean, dude, Indiana Jones for me dies with the Sean Connery. What's a
Last Crusade?
Last Crusade.
Yeah.
They at the end of the movie they ride off into the sunset. And you're gonna bring this guy back and you're gonna try and give him like Shia LaBeouf as like a fucking
that's Shia.
Oh, I thought Shia was no.
Yeah, there were bits because I finally actually watched Crystal Skull earlier this year for the first time. And there were bits where I'm like, OK, this isn't so bad. Like the fridge thing wasn't as far out as I think a lot of people made it to be. But then the monkeys and then like
the fucking
ending. It was just like, oh, no. Oh, man, we lost.
Did you watch the I still haven't seen the Dial of Destiny, the time travel one.
Better. Not as good as the original trilogy, really? But definitely better than Crystal Skull.
Okay.
Did you guys have any interest in playing the game?
It is sitting on my computer. I'm going to give it a shot.
You got it. So here's what I heard about the game. Like, the first thing that I ever heard about the game was that it's unplayable. And then I was like, well, why is it unplayable? And I looked up like a bunch of Indiana Jones reviews or whatever. And everyone was like really into it. Like, people seem like that it's a good game. So I don't know what this first thing that I saw was, but
well, I will say in closing, it was great to experience this conversation with you guys, because I was leaning more towards like, why aren't they calling this a UAP? Because I've seen a few of them. I'm like, this is fucking weird looking.
Right.
But I completely agree that this is some commercial or Lockheed Martin like drone testing. And
you know what is interesting though is like when you zoom in on and I think this is probably just a camera like zooming in on lights, because have you guys seen that? I think there was like a news station, like a Jersey news station, that like zoomed in on the thing and it looks like a fucking energy orb, but like that's what happens when you zoom in on lights. You know,
yeah,
because you can't focus on a light or whatever.
The shape of whatever I don't know the words, but it has to do with the camera. So a lot of
them, the bokeh, right?
Yeah, some of them are triangles, some of them are circles. It depends on the camera.
And so it's just like, well, okay, you got a bad shot of it. I've seen the drones. They look like, from what I've seen, they look like just kind of unmanned helicopters. I don't know what that means. I just like, I'm so tired of this life. Like, can't you just like let us be a part of society? Why does everything have to be a fucking thing?
We're in the attention economy. Everything's got to be an immediate crisis right now so they can monetize it.
Yeah.
I know, dude.
It's depressing.
That's a great way to put it.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi to get the bonus episode where we are about to launch into this. Jesus Christ. I want to talk about RPGs. He's Austin is an RPG tabletop guy. And I think that's more interesting than drones. I mean, like, not necessarily, but it was fun to talk about. Let's distract ourselves a little bit. Or is that bad to
distract ourselves? Let's escape into the realm of fantasy.
Dude. Like right. Intelligent gameplay is just so fucking amazing.
It feels smarter. It feels like chess now, right? Isn't RPG tabletop games like the new chess in a way?
I think it's not quite that. I think it's a new something else, but we can get into it.
All right, let's get into it. So go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. And then also go to
biscuitwolfgames.itch.io.
That's
Thank
the one.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. How did you know that I wouldn't get that? And Austin, any other plugs that you want to throw out there before we wrap this up?
Yeah, besides Biscuit Wolf, you guys should also check out Cheers Mix J. It's my partner's channel. They do cocktails. They're also starting to expand into lifestyle sort of things. So like fancy tablescapes and stuff. That'll be coming in the next year. But there's all kinds of back content out on there. Cheers Mix J, CHEERSMXJ. That's on TikTok and YouTube and Instagram. So check that out.
Dude, thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for taking the time. The drones, I don't know. Man, we're going to find out. I think we're going to find out. Is that a little encouraging, Willie, especially you, like that maybe this it needs an answer, and it feels like if there's no answer, that would be, I mean, it feels like there will be an answer, right?
Yeah, definitely. And we'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, some people were worried about it. It was fun.
But does that hinder the whole like PSYOP aspect of it if we just all agree that it's like Lockheed Martin or whatever? I mean, like,
I don't mind, because applying these PSYOP methods to like the fucking CEO killer, I'm going like, I appreciate being able to try to analyze what they've been doing with that. you know, like, yeah, big emotional response to it happening and to him being caught. And I don't like, it's weird for any media outlet to say he was caught.
Yeah.
Well, it's about making the NYPD look good.
I know. And it usually is. And like, I don't understand journalism these days because they like take so much of what the cops say. And it's like, but the cops are like the least fucking valid people. Like they don't say anything that's true. The cops are,
yeah, dude.
Whatever. I don't want to get off on it. Thanks everyone for listening. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. See you next time.
Hey. Bye.